Welcome to episode 75 of The Vinyl Thread with Auburn and Natalie Lowe on Radio Nope. This week we step back in time to listen to the songs that were popular during World War II here in Britain. Patriotic, defiant, but sentimental and wistful too.
As you wave me goodbye, cheerio, here I go on my way. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye, with a cheer, not a tear, make it gay. Give me a smile I can keep all the while in my heart while I'm away. Till we meet once again, you and I, wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Popular songs of the first weeks of World War II was Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye. It was actually written before hostilities began, but fitted the situation perfectly. France was on the brink of defeat, and the evacuation of the British Expeditionary Force from Dunkirk was just beginning. Although the mood was changing, some songs like this one, Tickety Boo, remained defiant and unashamedly positive.
In England, the sign that shows that everything's okay. The boys have brought a word back home to England, for over there they always used to say, put your thumbs up and say it's tickety-boo, 'cause tickety-boo means everything will be fine. You'll always wear a smile if you'll only say it's tickety-boo, tickety-boo, tickety-boo today. Put your thumbs up and say it's tickety-boo, we're going to show the world who's who. And this is how you end your little chorus: thumbs up, tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo, tickety-boo today. Put your thumbs up
And today is Pickety-Boo. We're going to show the world who's who. And this is how you end your little chorus. Thumbs up, Pickety-Boo, Pickety-Boo.
Carlos with Yes My Darling Daughter, a song about a girl going out dancing. For many in World War II, dance was a way to escape the pressures of life under the threat of bombing and death.
Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he'll persist, Mama darling, doing things he hadn't ought to? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes, my darling daughter.
Come out there! Get up, my red, my dear!
Come on, Bill. Get up. You wouldn't be in such a hurry if you knew what for dinner. Sergeant Knark's in charge of the mess today. So you know what to expect.
Oh, what's that?
Cold shoulder and hot tongue.
Gone, you're a moaner. The army food's good. It has to be. Don't forget the army marches on its stomach.
I know that. Mine's the one they've been using.
Huh. You don't know what's good for you. Well, here we are. And oh boy, does the food look beautiful.
Of course the food looks beautiful. The cook used to be an actor.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, he uses makeup instead of cooking fat.
Well, it still looks good to me.
Oh, yes. You wait until you eat the bread pudding.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I was one of the fatigue party that helped the cook lift it out the oven. Here, look out. Here comes the sarge.
Oh, so it's you again, Smith. Did you join the army to serve your country or complain about the food?
To serve my country, Sarge, not to eat it.
Oh, well, perhaps you can suggest some improvements.
Yes, Sarge. If I had my way, I'd have 6 meals a day.
6 meals a day? I thought you said you didn't like the army food.
Neither do I. But you've got to get rid of the beans somehow.
Well, if you're not satisfied, perhaps you'd like me to write to the Savoy and arrange for a nice 6-course luncheon.
No, Sarge. Just write to me mother.
Write to your mother? Well, what shall I say?
Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too.
As you can hear, food, or the lack of it, was a common theme of wartime conversations. Basic foodstuffs such as sugar, meat, fats, bacon and cheese were rationed by an allowance of coupons.
Unclear who wrote the 1930s American song You Are My Sunshine, but by 1942 it was a staple in many big bands' repertoires. Uplifting and positive, it was even sung by the survivors of a U-boat attack in the Atlantic to keep up their spirits. This version is by Harry Roy and his band.
The other night, dear, as I lay dreaming, I dreamt that you were by my side. Came disillusion when I awoke, dear, you were gone, and then I cried.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
You told me once, dear, there'd be no other, and no one else would come between. But now you've left me to love another. You have broken all my dreams.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only do the same. But if you leave me, it will only grieve me. Oh, never, never more I'll breathe your name.
You are my sunshine, do you do. You make me happy, do 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 do. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you.
Of setbacks and horrors, the wartime songbook was more hopeful as 1943 neared its end. The phrase lit up here, of course, means getting drunk. Or as singer Elizabeth Beatty puts it, I'm going to get pickled when they light up Piccadilly.
What a day for celebration that will be. When somebody shouts the fight's up and it's time to put the lights up, then the first thing to be lit up will be me. I'm going to get lit up when the lights go up in London. I'm going to get lit up as I've never been before. You will find me on the tiles, you will find me wreathed in smiles. I'm going to get so lit up, I'll be visible for miles. The city will sit up when the lights go up in London. We'll all be lit up as the Strand was, only more, much more. And before the party's played out, they will fetch the fire brigade out to the littest, uppest scene you ever saw. I'm going to get pickled when they light up Piccadilly. I'm going to get pickled as I've never been before. From the fountains wine will flow on the rolling crowds below, while I'm on top of Eros shooting arrows from his bow. The people will perk up when they light up Piccadilly. The whole ecstatic population will be canned, canned, canned. Through our gins and angosturas we'll see little pale pink furas hidey-hiling from the circus to the Strand. I'm going to get unsedately, so serenely stinking. I'm going to get stinking as I've never been before. When the dogs have had their day and the fight has had its way, we'll all be swapping battle dress for bottle dress that day. I'm going to get positively, permanently pied the day we finally exterminate the Huns, Huns, Huns. There'll be joy and there'll be laughter, and there'll be no morning after, for we'll all be drunk for months and months and months.
Underneath the lantern by the barricade, darling, I remember the way you used to wait. 'Twas there that I whispered tenderly, if you loved me, I'd always be your lily of the lamplight, your own Lily Marley. Time would come for all calls, time for us to part. Darling, I'd caress you and press you to my heart.
And beneath the far-off lantern light, I hold you tight, we kiss goodnight, my lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marley.
Lily Marlene was originally a German song, although it quickly became popular among Allied troops too. Various English language versions were recorded, most famously by Marlene Dietrich. This version is by Giraldo and his orchestra, with vocals by Sally Douglas.
The land, like my own Lily Marlene. Just behind the lines, even though we're parted, your lips are close to mine.
I wait where the lamp softly gleams, and your face seems to haunt my dreams.
My lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene.
Thank you for listening to episode 75 of The Vinyl Thread on Radio Nope. Please tune in again at 12 noon EST and 5 p.m. UK time on Sunday. And join us an hour before for DJ Deb's bombastic Hit It and Split. Until next week, it's goodbye from Natalie and me.